I'm Dave Uram from KYW News Radio with the Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Merrill, yesterday we heard from Nick Sirianni for the last time for, I guess, about a handful of days as the Eagles are in their bye week. This was his day after press conference after their loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What stood out to you about what he said?
Really, there wasn't a whole lot that he could say in the aftermath of that very, very disappointing game. He was asked, what can he do? And when the snowball starts rolling downhill the way it did, and he said, all I can do is put players into position to succeed and try to make adjustments. And that's what he did, and nothing really worked out. They had a little spurt late in the first half and at the beginning of the second half, but after that, this team was totally dominated.
He was also asked about defensive game plans, even though, you know, he's known as an offensive coach. What did he have to say about their game plan when it came to defense?
He does check in with Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator. He has a checklist of things that he goes over, but still nothing seemed to work. He said, you try to make adjustments. He said, but if they drop back, he said, it's a combination of things. If the coverage isn't tight enough, but the big thing is the tackling. You've got to tackle at the line of scrimmage, and fundamentally they were not sound.
And another thing that stood out yesterday, Merrill, was the amount of turnovers they're having and the turnovers that Jalen Hurts is having.
And again, he said that's something we've got to concentrate on during this bye week. We've got to figure out how to stop that. We've got to not only figure out how to stop the turnovers, but we've got to figure out how to take the ball away. That's another thing they're not doing. They've only had two takeaways the entire season.
Is there anything else, Merrill, that stood out to you from what Nick had to say over about a half an hour yesterday?
Well, he was asked about finding an identity. Some of the players after the game in the locker room said that this team has to find an identity. And he said that starts with what the players do well and that constantly evolves during the season. And it's something that certainly has not come forth yet this season. There is no identity to this team.
They definitely have to find it. And 2-2 record speaks for itself. Monday Night Football, Merrill, what stood out to you about the Lions' 42-29 win over the Seahawks to improve the Lions to 3-1?
The Seahawks were an undefeated team coming in, but it just tells you how good the Lions are. They are going to be one of the teams to beat in the NFC. It's interesting that Jared Goff, when he came out the same year as Carson Wentz, he was almost thought to be a bust, and they got rid of him. They traded him. The Rams traded him to the Lions, and the Rams ended up with Matthew Stafford. Right now, Jared Goff is just playing at the top of his game, and he was perfect last night, 18 for 18 throwing the football.
Prime example that you can never give up on somebody too early. And how about this, Merrill? The Dolphins fall to 1-3. Obviously, they are missing Tua Tagovailoa, which is a big deal because of his very serious concussion issues. But the Titans beat them 31-12 to pick up their first win.
It's a crazy year in the National Football League. I think you're going to be surprised every week by several teams. The way this season is going from week to week, everything seems to change. Look at the Eagles. They look great against New Orleans, and they came back and played one of the worst games in memory this week against Tampa. You can only hope that the bye does them some good. They can correct some of their problems and move on and have a big win against Cleveland a week from next Sunday.
It really is an unpredictable sport, and we're definitely seeing that through the first quarter or so of this season. Merrill, always appreciate your time. The coordinators are talking today, and we will get to hear what they have to say today and talk about it tomorrow morning. Thank you for the time. That is the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.